Hi, I'm Wes Brown and I listen to Salford City Radio.
Hi, I'm Linvoy Primus and you're listening to Sports Zone.
Tackle the Sports Zone on Salford City Radio. It's what Saturdays were made for.
Yes, welcome back to Sports Zone here on 94.4 FM, Salford City Radio, your local sports show on your local sports station. Don't forget you can tune in to us through various ways, 94.4, obviously on your dial. We're also available on our webpage, which is salfordcityradio.org. And also, you can listen to us on the beautiful TuneIn app as well, available for Android and iOS. Have plenty to come up on the show. We'll be speaking to Rob Parkinson, of course, about Salford Red Devils game against Castleford Tigers tonight. And we're also going to be looking at Wimbledon as well and Andy Murray. But of course, we start with the biggest sports story of the week. This is, of course, Luis Suarez, the Uruguay and Liverpool striker, who's found himself in deep trouble this week after getting his teeth deep into the Italian defender Giorgio Chiellini. Now, of course, Suarez has been pretty swiftly dealt with by the authorities at FIFA, who within at least 4 days have managed to ban him. They've banned him for 4 months and also banned him as well from all football as well. So he's not allowed to go into stadiums, he's not allowed in any training facilities either. And also regarding, of course, he's at the World Cup, he's now out of the World Cup and he's not able to play any further part, of course, for Uruguay as they go into the last 16, and he will be banned for 8 games as well for his national side. We're going to be speaking to, of course, David Wolfson, who's going to be telling us about how it's got into Suarez's head, the idea of biting, how we can help him, and of course many other issues as well. But let's first remind ourselves of what happened on the pitch against Italy.
Italy back in numbers to 10 men. Suarez tried to lift it in towards Gonzalez. Stuani challenging. Now Cavani. Now there's two players gone down in the penalty area. Chiellini and Suarez have renewed acquaintances. Well, Luis Suarez is a very, very lucky man. No wonder Chiellini was upset with that. And Suarez went down undercover. Look at Chiellini taking his shirt off to show the scar to the referee.
He's bitten him.
That is, of course, commentary from BBC Sport there, and I think they'd recognise by the end of that, Jonathan, that they, or Lewis, had bitten, of course, Chiellini. Now, to talk about the issues, we want to get into the mind of the footballer. This is the third time it's happened. And joining us from Anger Planet is a leading UK anger specialist and psychotherapist in sport as well, and that is Mr. David Wolfson. Are you there, Mr. David?
Yes, I am. Hi.
Thank you very much for joining us here on Sports on Salford City Radio. Where is this originating from, first of all, with Luis Suarez? And what are the main issues that are potentially causing this for the Uruguay striker?
Well, I've been thinking about this in depth, because obviously I've talked about this before. And something else has occurred to me, which is sort of a bit new and a bit different, because I'm sitting here asking myself, how is it that the whole world has got itself into such a tiz about this, when there are these terrible things going on in Syria, in Iraq, etc., etc.? I think it's sort of relevant also to look at our attitudes to what's happened around this bite, even though the bite itself is clearly wrong. And what I've come up with is that Luis Suarez's bite, the recent one, violates a redemption story, an archetype that each of us carries, that people can be redeemed, that they can get better and heal themselves. And Suarez, since his last bite, was the PFA Player of the Year. And there's his redemption story. And he'd sort of made himself okay. And now he's gone back. And I can't help thinking that at some level, that's responsible for the depth of feeling around this. And of course, it's on the biggest stage in the world. But I wanted to just start with that, because the reaction is almost as interesting as the action itself. So I wanted to just offer that to you.
I agree with that, certainly. It has been an incredible reaction. It's been on the front of the newspapers and everything.
Yeah.
Do you think people feel betrayed in a way that, you know, they've sort of been disgusted by what he did to Branislav Ivanovic, and then they've given him the heart back? Football fans have thought, you know, he is actually a good person at heart, and look how he performs as well for his club. He's quite a good family man as well. Is there that sense of betrayal there? Is that why it's blown wide open across the world?
I think that's very true, because you used the word disgust. Now, disgust is a very powerful reaction that each of us carries. And when we experience disgust, it tells us there's something that we don't like, maybe something we shouldn't look at, or something we shouldn't eat, or something that's very wrong. So disgust is a very strong personal reaction. And I tend to think that what we do is there's a layer in which we take these events very personally. And that disgust would certainly fit with the idea of, well, he's totally blown his redemption. And if he has, then maybe I can't do it either. And I think there's a whole layer there which is worth looking at.
It's certainly something we do need to look at, the reaction to it. Just in terms of the player, what does Luis Suarez need to do? He's obviously, we're at a stage now where we know what his ban is. This is one of many bans that he's had for racial abuse. He's also, I think he was banned for a game against Fulham for a rude gesture to the crowd. How do we get to the bottom of Luis Suarez's problems, and how do we address it? Is it anger management? Is it another way to sort of help him with his issues?
The key is that he has to want to do something. And I think that's going to be a real challenge for him, because, you know, he doesn't need to work again in his life. And he's made his way up from, you know, you probably know this story better than I do. He was the fourth of seven kids. His parents separated. He came from poverty. He was a street sweeper. All that stuff. And also the culture in that tiny country, which is Uruguay, I think it's 3 million people, is it's about winning. And almost anything goes if you win. And he's imbued in that culture. Even the president of Uruguay, I believe, said that we didn't choose Suarez because he's a philosopher or a mechanic or his good manners. He's just an excellent football player. So he's imbued with this attitude, and he's had to fight his way up. And there's really nothing to be done with him unless he decides he wants to do something different. I understand that after the last incident, he did seek some help. I don't know who with. It wasn't with me, unfortunately. And sometimes when people are sent for anger management help or psychotherapy, it becomes a punishment.
Indeed.
And they go along there and they go through the motions, and there's absolutely no value. And I have many people who come to me with that, and I always say to them, I say, if you don't want to be here, I'd rather you're not here, because I can't help you.
David, look, it's Jonathan here. If I started going around biting people, and then I got punished for it, and I was banned, and then I said, oh, look, I'm going to go see the Professor David, I'm going to sit down with him, and I'm going to seek some help, that might work for a little while, right? But does it need to be something that's consistently topped up? I mean, is there ever an end to anger management, or is it something that you can, say, accomplish within a few weeks or months?
Absolutely, it's not something you accomplish within a few weeks. I think, you see, anger management is the wrong term. What we're doing when we're looking at anger is we're saying to ourselves, anger is a symptom of something that's going on inside the person, something very deep and very buried. In Suarez's case, the biting must be historic. It probably goes back to his early childhood, when the bite is a way of actually establishing a boundary. When you bite someone, when you grow teeth, it's the first time you can close your mouth and say, I don't want something to go in. And so the biting behavior is very old, it's very primitive, and we tend to learn at an early age that it's wrong when we bite the mother's nipple rather than suck. So this behavior of biting in him has somehow never evolved into something else, into a new way of defining himself, in new ways of setting boundaries. So there's some very complex and very layered work that would need to be done with Luis Suarez to really get to the bottom of this. And he has to want to do it. That's absolutely the key. He has to say, well, there's something I'm doing I don't like. It's not doing me any good. I'm willing to have a look. And it would be a long, tough, but ultimately fulfilling journey. And, you know, in these situations, I wish I could say, oh, let me get one of my clients on the phone to tell you, but obviously I can't do that. But there are many people who are willing to work through their anger and their habits, their behaviors that come with their anger, because it's not serving them in their lives. And often they only do that at the point where the whole world is dropping stuff on them from a height and saying, right, this is your last chance, mate. I don't know if Suarez has got to that point. I could certainly help him if he wanted to be helped and was prepared to commit to the process of it.
But aren't we saying here that he has to recognise that there's a problem and see that there's issues with what he's done, when really what he's done is he's got the bite, they've gone up and they've scored the goal, so actually he's the winner out of all this, because his nation, I don't know if you saw the pictures that have come out of Uruguay when he's gone home, they're treating him with great celebration, they're lauding this man, wow, he's got us through, he's got us past Italy, now we can go into the knockout stages. So actually, It's kind of worked out for him. It's a bit like last time he did something wrong at the World Cup when he played against Ghana and he handballed it off the line as the last man. Again, it worked for him.
Well, absolutely. And one of the stories in Uruguay is that all the treatment of Suarez is a conspiracy, and that the British press in particular is out to get him. The coach, Oscar Tabarez, even said that. He said his star player is the usual target of certain English press, and that the World Cup, that this is a World Cup and not a cheap morality.
It's astonishing, isn't it? How are they that deluded?
We may think they're deluded, but the only way we can really get to grips with it is by, in a sense, accepting what they say and actually getting hold of it and working with it. It's easy for us to sit here and say that they're deluded. We're not sitting in a country of 3 million people, which has a particular worldview, sat in the middle of a huge continent. And so, unless you really get interested in the worldview and the opinions of whoever you're working with, it's very hard to work with them. We have to be able to agree to disagree, but be respectful, if you like. And let me be clear, I'm not saying the bite is right, by absolutely no means. But in order to change a behaviour, to change an attitude, we have to work with it, rather than saying, you're wrong, you know. Behaviour is wrong, but sometimes dealing with the behaviour, rather than where it comes from, is not enough. And we have to say, where's this behaviour coming from? And let him sit, look at Suarez in the context of his culture, his upbringing, his childhood, his habits and all that. And anger management is not just about saying, here's some tricks and here's some tools off the shelf and you're going to change. If it was so easy, I'd be out of a job. Everyone would pick it up from a book. You know, it's a very complex and layered and subtle.
And just going back to the player, David, how important is it that Suarez received support rather than discipline? He seems to be being demonised when he should be villainised. He's heaping more pressure on him when he just needs help, maybe, because it's consistently happening, these issues. How important is it that the support's there for him rather than just keep lauding him as a demon figure?
I think you're absolutely correct, and you could look at it in terms of a parent and a child. And I work with a lot of families with children who have lots of anger issues. And if you keep punishing someone for their behaviour, you miss what's driving the behaviour, and you drive that person into a corner, and all their beliefs or their negative beliefs about themselves, the siege mentality, becomes stronger, and the walls get higher and higher. And the way to engage with someone is to look behind the behaviour, not to say the behaviour is right, but to look behind it, and in a sense to be able to put some judgments on the shelf and work with who that person is. And as I said before, the person has to be willing to do that work in order to make it. And if someone's sent to me and they've been sent by the courts, this happens a lot, if they don't want to be there, it's very, very hard to make progress, because they regard it as a punishment. And as a psychotherapist, I'm not in the business, the punishment business. I'm quite the opposite, you know.
Of course. You are involved with Anger Planet. Can you tell us a little bit about the work that Anger Planet does to sort of help high-profile people with their issues?
Well, people come to me. I have everyone from pop stars to plumbers to sports people. And the commonality is that people are acting out their anger in ways which is giving them problems in their lives. And it could be everything from the workplace to the sports field to the family. And we have to look at the anger not as in itself a problem, but as giving us information, as there's something behind the anger which is generating it. You know, if you think of anger as a nuclear power plant, and let's put the politics of nuclear power on the side, if you have a nuclear power plant and it's unmanaged and unregulated, it keeps exploding and it causes a lot of trouble. If you can learn how to regulate that energy, then you can really use it to do great things, whether it's electricity or, you know, powering cities or whatever. So the question is, how do we regulate that energy, which we call anger, not get rid of it, because anger is part of our humanity. And with someone like Suarez, going back to Suarez, the surprising thing is that he doesn't do this even more, because he clearly has this nuclear power plant, which he regulates some of the time, and then under extreme stress, he blows, and his history pops up, and he's suddenly back in the biting reflex from when he was very young.
That's right. It's fascinating stuff. Thank you very much for your time, David. It's something that's going to be, I'm sure, going into the rest of the week, looking into it. And I'm sure professionals like yourselves will be looking into, as you said, the reaction to it as much as the actual bite itself. Thank you very much for joining us,
David.
Yeah,
thank you, David. Enjoy that.
That's a pleasure.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Tackle the Sports Zone on Salford City Radio. It's what Saturdays were made for.